Hello, everyone, and welcome to Book Wars Pod's celebratory 6-month podiversary mini episode. This is the first time we're ever doing this, so hopefully it goes well or we'll never do it again and it will be sad inside. So we're just gonna do a quick Q&A episode featuring questions submitted by you, the listeners, and we're really excited to answer your questions. But before we do that, I'm going to just go around and ask everyone what they're drinking. So Chris, do you want to start us off?
I can start us off. I'm just not drinking anything because we just recorded episode 24.
Well, like fuck you too.
30 seconds ago. No, this is a peek behind the curtain. It's a very special episode, Keeks.
Don't break the fourth wall.
So last episode I was drinking LaCroix. Now my LaCroix is empty.
Do you need another beverage? Like, we have time.
Oh my god.
No, I'm okay.
You don't want to? Okay, great. I've moved on from rosé that I definitely wasn't drinking during last week's episode, that is this week that we just recorded. I'm now drinking a Montucky Cold Snack, 8% back to local causes, the unofficial official beer of Montana. It's literally what it says, the official unofficial beer of Montana is what it says on the can. It's just like good cheap beer. I just like it because they give 8% back to local causes, which like most cheap beer companies don't do. So
that's lovely. That's great. I'm still drinking, as I was during episode 24, which Chris said, we just recorded, the Eggstone Garnacha and Syrah mix, and I've had quite a bit of it over the course of recording episode 24, so I'm lit as fuck, and I'm ready for this Q&A episode.
You've ever seen Kate? She's very small.
I'm 5'2".
She's a little baby. It's pretty funny when me and Kate are together, we found out and we drink the same amount. Kate is like stumbling drunk and I am like fine to drive, which is probably what it's like to be Chris also, honestly.
To be fair, I am Asian and I'm also missing an enzyme used to digest alcohol. So
I didn't know that.
Also lactose.
Wait, really? You didn't know that, Keeks?
No, I didn't know that. I just thought it was because you were small and on antidepressants.
No. I mean, obviously, those two things it worse.
Wow, holy fuck. So you can actually drink a lot, is what you're telling me. Like, all of those things combined, you can drink more than one with that combination should be able to drink, in my opinion.
That's probably true.
From now on, I'm going to say that Kate has a high tolerance.
Aw, thanks. That means so much to me. Aw.
All right, so Q&A. All
right, so we're diving right in. Oh, my God.
Even on our bonus episodes where we literally have no structure, I need to keep us on track.
Jesus Christ. Anyway, so I'm literally just more or less listing these questions off in the order they came in, with the exception of a few people tweeted us a few times, so I grouped them together for cleanliness reasons, because otherwise I would go insane. Anyway. So our first set of questions are from Six Moments, my dear friend Megan, who is wonderful and we've known each other for 10 years. So her first question is, what are your favorite fan theories?
Ezra is Snoke.
He's totally not Snoke, though. You are not caught up on Rebels, so you don't even know what's going on.
I know that, but it didn't say, what are your favorite fan theories that you think are true? It says, okay, what are your favorite fan theories?
Okay, that's legit.
Oh, yeah, like, are we going, like, shitpost theories?
Well, whatever.
I enjoy the Dark Jar Jar theory.
That's so
like, it's
funny.
Like, I hate people who think it's actually true, but it is just, like, so stupid that it's funny.
Yeah, no, it's great. I have a serious fan theory, but it's related to Star Wars Rebels, because I am a Canara trash fire. So I really don't want Kanan to die, but I'm really hoping that, by the end of the season, and I think it's kind of hinting towards this with the Lothwolves and stuff, but, my longtime theory, ever since we knew that the Lothwolves would be in play and that Ahsoka is like 97% certain to come back in the fourth season, is that Kanan is going to move towards the middle, and he's either going to be some kind of weird force being, or he's going to actually die, and then something about the Bendu part of the force is going to bring him back to life. And either way, he's not going to be able to be with Hera, and I'm going to die. And there we go. And Six Moments had a second question. She says, if you could jettison one character from canon / everyone's memory, who would it be?
I mean, it has to be Jar Jar, right?
I know!
There was, like, a whole thing going around this weekend about, like, the actor behind Jar Jar and, like, how, like, groundbreaking his motion capture work was, which is, like, I'm fine with. I have no problem with that. But, like, the character is just garbage.
Yeah, if they would just redo his character and not make him...
So it's not a flaming pile of racism?
Yes, then that would be fine. Like, because Jar Jar actually has a really significant role in the series, right? He's the one who allowed Palpatine to become Palpatine, basically. But if they just made his character just a hair less racist, or, you know, a lot less racist, that would be great.
Yeah, you guys can, I obviously don't disagree with either of you, but mine would be the Gungan leader, because I thought that portrayal was even more offensive than anything else.
You ain't wrong.
Bombad Boss Nass.
Yes.
Not a fan.
I'm so angry.
I agree with that.
The worst thing
also,
I've ever seen.
I also, Ezra's high on this list for me.
Yo, you're right.
same, but he's like really important now, but whatever.
I just really don't like Ezra.
Ooh, well, I have one.
What I was going to say was, like, one. Jar Jar, he gets a little bit of redemption in the Clone Wars.
He does, and we haven't read Aftermath yet, and I won't spoil y'all for it, but...
That's my only thing, is just, like, what is his name? Bombad?
Boss Nass.
Sure.
Boss Nass.
That character. Please, no,
I have
more
one more.
Of that. I want to die.
Who's also... I have one more who's also from the Clone Wars. As Morgan is the worst, and there's nothing redeeming about him. He's not even funny.
From Rebels?
Yes.
Yeah, As Morgan's awful. All right, next question.
All right, moving right along.
At Avenger at Heart,
Alex,
friend of the pod.
Long time listener.
First question, why did we start the pod? I can take this one since since it was basically my brainchild into tricking people into being friends with me. Into tricking my wife to being friends with me.
I hate my husband.
Tricking your wife to marry you.
Yes, it's a long-term play. I mean, it started with me getting more into the canon and the getting more into the books in general. And
well, talk about why you didn't want to read the EU in the first place.
Oh yeah, I feel like I've mentioned this story on the pod in the past, but in the past have been very reluctant to get into the EU because there's so much of it and I had no idea where to start. And I kind of still feel like that about the EU, to be perfectly honest. And then when they re-canoned everything, not immediately after, but year and a half ago, I got more into reading the canon books because they're more manageable. It's more possible to understand what's happening and like have the more connected thread of the narrative, which is very... As a reader, I'm very into, like, the interconnected universe and the world building and, like, everything adding up to one another, which is another reason that I never really got into the EU. And so I started getting into it, and there were just, like, a bunch of different, like, things that I would be like, oh, Kate, you got to read this. This is so cool. It, like, changes how I view this, you know, blah, 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 as Kate bangs stuff into the table.
Okay.
And so I would just kind of would just be having those conversations with Kate and Kristen and... finally scammed them into starting this podcast.
Well, part of it for me is that, as I said, in episode 24, I had read the Ahsoka book before. And the reason why I had read it before is because Chris got it for me for Christmas in 2016. So, of course, that was the first Star Wars book I read. And I finished it, and I was just like, but I want more. And Chris is like, oh, there's more. And, yeah. So... Kristen, how did we rope you into this? I feel like you needed a hobby because we're all fucking depressed after the election, so...
Oh, yeah. That's part of it. It was just like, yeah, I need to have something that I do every week that is, like, good and makes me talk to my friends and doesn't make me just lay in bed trying, like, to fall asleep for 24 hours a day. which is great. It's really done that for me. But I had a lot. They kind of had to really, like, I'm a big feeler, if you couldn't tell that from the podcast. They had to be, Kate and Chris both had to be, like, real nice and gentle with me, because I was like, I don't know enough. I can't do it. I'm the worst. They were like, that's actually, like, a helpful, like, voice to have on the podcast.
Yeah, we just like, told her, all you have to do is read the outlines before the podcast, and you'll be fine.
So, which is true, yeah. I mean, I think, like, that continues to be the truth. It's like, I ask Kate periodically, what's going on in the fandom right now? I'm not really plugged in. So.
Always garbage.
Still, yeah, it's always, always trash garbage, fire,
first of all. But at the same time, it's like, I'm happy to be the person that kind of falls somewhere in the middle. I'm definitely more than, like, your average casual Star Wars viewer has only probably seen the movies, but I'm, like, much less than Kate and Chris, who, like, I have literally seen just sit around and talk about theories for, like, hours. I like, couldn't do that, but it's just, like, I don't have that database to pull from like they do, so.
No, it's not a bad thing.
And it's fun, and I like to talk to Kate and Chris, because they're the best.
Yeah, I was about to say, so. I mean, part of starting the podcast was, I mean, as we've said numerous times, Kristen is across the country from Chris and myself, and so it's kind of a fun excuse to hop on the phone every week and just shoot the shit about something we love, so.
And get confused about what time it is and when things work and when things don't work, and Quinn's always fucking making dinner during the podcast for me, and blah, blah, blah.
But it's great. It's all good. It's all great.
He might come home in the middle of this twist.
That's fine.
So next question from Alex, at Avenger at Heart. Sorry. What book or books are you most excited for? Let's say, are you most excited to talk about on the pod?
I haven't started from a certain point of view yet, but I'm so fucking jazzed to.
I'm like a quarter of the way through. It's amazing. I'm very excited for From a Certain Point of View. I'm also very excited for, the Aftermath books, the second two Aftermath books specifically, and I'm really excited for the new Thrawn book that's coming out next summer, Thrawn Alliances.
Seconded.
So I know you said what books are most excited to talk about in the pod, but for me it's more, what am I most excited about reading? And for me it's definitely Lost Stars by Claudia Gray, which we're reading in January, and I know a lot of you have been waiting for that, because all I've heard from people is, like, why haven't you read Lost Stars on the fucking pod yet? Because I just want to love on it, etc. And the other book I'm really excited to read is, and I don't know when we're reading this, but hopefully early next year, is Dark Disciple by Christy Golden, because I love Ventress, and I need to read more about her.
Same. I'm also so fucking hyped to read Phasma.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Totally.
Ain't no joke. Like, I am very excited to read Phasma.
Yep.
Also, very excited to read whatever book Lucasfilm eventually picks up from Kate that she writes about Mondo.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, that was really adorable.
That was really sincere until we got to the Hondo part.
Okay, I was sincere about the Hondo part. You guys think I'm kidding? I would read a book about any part of Hondo's life.
No!
And you're fucking lying to yourself if you do not agree with me.
Young Hondo trilogy.
Listen, motherfucker, no, none of us thinks that you're lying about being sincere about Hondo, okay?
It would be so good.
Oh my God.
All
right. Delilah Dawson, I know you're listening to this, write this about Hondo.
Oh my Lord.
At Avenger at Heart, third question, what is your favorite book, comic, etc. of the new canon? For me, it's Kieran Gillen's Darth Vader ongoing series that ended last year. It was just absolutely incredible. We read volume one. We're reading volume two after Ahsoka. But it's phenomenal.
That's legit. Obviously, as y'all probably know, I haven't read almost every single book the way Chris has. But in terms of books we've read so far on the pod, obviously my favorite is A New Dawn. Besides the Kinnera factor, it's just super well written, and it feels like a Star Wars movie. Not to say that I'm not enjoying the way that the other books that we're reading have explored other genres, but it was just so much fun. So that's mine.
Yeah, I'm not prepared to answer that question.
Are they all your babies? Are they all your babies?
Yeah, they are. What's the old Leia book? The book where Leia...
Bloodline?
Great. I like that one the best.
That's legit.
I also love that one. All right, and Keeks, you first. Any Last Jedi theories?
I can't. No. I'm not allowed to talk about anything.
Oh my god.
I'm not. I feel like I get in trouble every time I talk about anything. Like, what if Kanan becomes, like, the Bendu, but also is somehow Rey's dad? Very complicated.
Oh my god.
Ben dad.
Oh my god, I'm so angry right now! Did you just...
I did. Any Last Jedi theories?
I'm so angry right now.
Kate's favorite Last Jedi theory is she's gonna murder Chris.
Yeah, it is. Since I'm pretty sure that Ezra is not actually Snoke, my favorite Last Jedi theory right now is that Snoke is actually a Force vampire, and the reason why he keeps Kylo around and the reason why he wants Rey is because he needs to use them as a conduit to suck the Force out of them.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. 1138 had that one.
This is lit.
Mm-hmm.
This is more of an Episode 9 theory than Last Jedi, because I don't think it will come together in Last... What?
No, I just really like your theory, so...
I don't think it'll come together in Last Jedi, but I think that Luke, Rey, and Kylo are going to end up being the Holy Trinity of the Force in the way that the Father, the Son, and the Daughter were in the Mortis arc of the Clone Wars.
That's some crazy shit, Chris. Me and Kate are just sitting here agape and smiling.
Wouldn't that be so lit?
It would be so lit.
It'd be so good.
That's why I don't want a redemption arc for Kylo.
Same.
I can't True. Even express how much I don't want a redemption arc for Kylo. Let Kylo be a villain. Anyway, thank you, at Avenger at Heart, for those questions. Shannon Joy 26.
Long time listener.
Asked, do we love Hamilton? And if so, what are our favorite songs?
Do we love Hamilton?
I fucking love Hamilton.
All three of us love Hamilton. Keeks. Only two of
I was going to say, Keeks, do you have...
fucking podcast. I've seen it. You're the worst people in the world.
Wow, way to call us out. Fuck me.
Damn, all right.
I'm really sad.
Okay, Chris. Okay, so the story behind that
I don't even think we need to go into the story.
Really?
I don't.
Oh my god. All right, whatever. Shannon can at me privately.
There you
because
go.
We're bros.
God. I mean, what are not my favorite songs, Shannon? I mean,
Shannon doesn't know. That's why she asked the question.
Not throwing away my shot is amazing. Room Where It Happens is absolutely phenomenal. I really like it's kind of like the whole sequence from Guns and Ships into the Battle of Yorktown.
Chris has Keeks. Some deep cuts. What are yours, Kate?
Oh, okay.
Because I have, like, definitive ones, so I'm boring.
Sure. My actual favorite song is Satisfied, because the actresses who play Angelica Schuyler are ridiculously talented to be able to sing that song and then rap and then all that other stuff. It's incredible. My mainstream favorite is probably It's Quiet Uptown, because I bawl like a fucking baby every time I hear it. Like, it's not funny. I just cry, ugly cry, like a shit ton. And my shitpost favorite is anything that related to King George, because it's hilarious, but also Jonathan Groff originated the role on Broadway, and he's my guy, and I've been...
He was also like... Yes, he did.
What?
No, there was another...
No, Brian D'Arcy James did Off-Broadway.
Oh, did he do Off-Broadway, not on Broadway?
So.
Oh, okay, sorry. I thought he did...
Original cast recording.
Yes.
Well, it was Groff during the cast recording, but I thought Brian D'Arcy James did it in the first few... Like, in the very beginning of the on-Broadway run.
Maybe a month. I don't remember.
That could be pot. I have no idea. I just know, like, the person...
No, I'm just splitting hairs and being an asshole about it.
But Jonathan Groff...
You're white. Why would you ever do that?
I know.
Oh, my God.
Live your life with the confidence of a mediocre white man.
But Jonathan Groff is my guy, and I'm in love with him, even though he's super gay and not at all in love with me. But I've been following him since he was in Spring Awakening, and he's just great.
Geeks. My top three are Satisfied's number one, Cabinet Battle 1-2, I'm counting as one song. That's my number two. And my number three is Dear Theodosia. Very, very underrated.
Ooh, yes.
Got a new beautiful appreciation of it when Lynn did it with Chance the Rapper.
Oh, I need to watch that. I haven't seen that.
I didn't know that was a thing.
That's Chance amazing. Chance does it on the mixtape, but it's this whole other thing. So that just
I haven't
made
listened
my
to the
ovaries
mixtape,
explode.
I really need to do
that so
that
was
weekend.
Great. Oh, yeah, I have so this. Good. Oh, so I'll say this here because now I'm actually drunk. and I have a platform and a microphone. I have a pet theory that like Lynn, like inceptioned me to want to have kids, like with Dear Theodosia. That's my theory.
Okay.
That's right. Moving right along.
Wait, can I just say
what
yes.
hot take? I'm. Every time I hear it, fairly underwhelmed, but I wait for it.
Wow! You're an asshole.
I'm going to tell Miranda not to listen to this podcast because she will no longer be friends with you if she hears you say that.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God! As of course, we're...
Like, it's great, but just, like, on a scale of all the other greatness in this show.
You're a fucking asshole. Right. Miranda, if you haven't listened to the pod before, is at Real Baby Bird, friend of the pod... person we actually know who lives in DC along with me and Chris, and
also I mean
great.
I don't mean to shit on anybody. Miranda is the biggest Hamilton fan I know, like
that's probably close. Real
all right anyway at Tauntaun Dude asks, what are our favorite EU only characters? Does anybody have any?
I honestly my friend, I'm not sure any of us have read anything from the EU. Can I say Mara Jade?
Yeah, I was gonna say Mara Jade counts.
Like I like because she feels like she's a badass, and I actually need to read the EU so that I am an educated motherfucker and know about her. But other than that, I haven't read the EU, and I don't think any of us have. Sorry,
I haven't. As I was like talking about earlier, so it's on my list. Chaos Bria gave me like 30 books that I need to read, and I'm super excited to start them, but I have not yet.
Mine is the otter that Han battles.
Oh my god.
Oh my
but he's a,
I'm so mad.
He's a Solonian, which is apparently a sentient species from the Carillion system.
Well, there you go.
14 carnivorous mammals with large flexible spines.
Listen, you motherfucker, I'm so mad you read up on this. I'm so angry right now. Jesus.
All right.
All right. It's not like I wrote a paper about it.
Anyway, so next questions come from at Celestial Intent, again, another longtime listener. So she has two questions. The first one is, any characters that never got a book that you would have liked or thought deserved one?
I don't care that she got the whole Aftermath trilogy. I want more Raceloan.
That's legit. Kristen?
Why are you even asking me?
I don't know.
Do you want to guess?
Oh, Hondo, duh.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
My bad.
No, Kate's like, I'm asking you because you're on the podcast, and everybody else is like, she's going to talk about pirates again. Don't ask her.
Good lord. Hera kind of got her book with A New Dawn, but it wasn't her from her point of view. I would love a comic about young Hera, so that's my...
I mean, or old Hera. We know she survives the war now.
That's legit, too. Oh god, if she and Kanan don't have a fucking baby.
Like for those who don't pay attention to Forces of Destiny, that it is officially canon that General Syndulla makes it through the Battle of Endor.
I love her.
So like much. we know that Hera's in the picture for a while.
if Kanan doesn't live, do you understand how much I'm gonna fucking die? Because
it depends on what you mean
not...
by live, Kate.
Oh my fucking god.
I also, this isn't character specific, but I want them to go back into, I want them to re-canon the formation of the rebellion between Padme, Mon Mothma, and Bail in Revenge of the Sith.
Fuck yes. Padme's knife.
Like, I want them to, no, you know what?
Padme's knife.
Padme is the character who I want to get a book.
Oh my God, can we please get a Padme book, for the love of God?
I would like to see two Padme books. I would like one of them to be a short pamphlet called What We No Longer Believe to Be Canon, and then I would like book.
Yo, that's... Yeah, I agree with that completely. I don't even have anything to say.
I would like one of them to be a pamphlet called a treatise on True Deep Love.
This is what I'm saying.
Chris.
Sorry.
Chris, this is why I'm quitting the podcast. Besides Keeks being like, it depends what you mean by alive. I hate both of you so much right now.
You should tell us what you care about, because we're trash.
I hate you! Anyway, Celestial Intense, second question is, what are our dream podcast guests? Mine is Dave Filoni, so I can scream at him.
That would be horrifying. That would.
I might recuse myself from that one.
Wow.
My dream is to get any of the authors on here.
Yes.
I don't know how we would ever do that, but
we're not cool enough.
That's my dream.
We're not cool. So
yeah, like, I have the biggest crush on Delilah Dawson. Like, it's not funny.
She's but bae.
Also, like, yeah, she fucking is bae. She fucking gets it.
I know.
So hard. It's great. I know, you know. Yeah, I mean, I'd be lying if I didn't say at Hamill himself.
Oh, duh.
I think we would all actually have a stroke. He would like show up somewhere or call us or something, and he'd be like,
I don't even think
like a podcast, and we would all die.
Right? I don't even think I want him on the pod. I think I would die. I think I just like want to like bask in his presence.
Yeah, I would like actually be sobbing for like an hour, and that would be the pod.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean,
it's fine.
If that's like my cause of death, I still want him to be on the pod. That'd be really cute.
Aww.
Right?
He's such a good dad.
She died of fandom.
Yep.
That would not be terrible.
All right. And wrapping it up with Avery K. Tano. Favorite moment or line from the Ahsoka book?
Okay. I think I'm the only one who's
I was going to say, Kate, I'm kind of leaving this to you since Kristen and I, if you listened to our last episode, are only about halfway through.
So this isn't really a spoiler because it's literally on the cover of the book, but my absolute favorite part of this book is Ahsoka making her white lightsabers. It's really cool.
I'm excited for it.
And also, like, you learn a whole lot about how lightsabers work and lightsaber creation and stuff. Yeah, like, even more than you learn from... we've talked about this before, but the Gathering arc of the Clone Wars, you learn even more about, I guess, lightsaber science, I would call it. It's really neat. So.
Hello. Oh, Quinn got home. Everybody say hi to Quinn.
Hi, Quinn.
Hi, Quinn.
Wait, but do y'all have, like, a favorite part of the book so far, since we're not done with it quite yet?
Yeah, I do. I laughed when Ahsoka said, I'd hate to see what happens when you win fights, Ahsoka said. It was not my fault, Caden said.
Oh, that was really cute.
It was not my fault.
It's really cute.
We've only heard that 1,100 times. It was not. And she says it in like this, like, lilted sort of backworld way. It was not my fault.
Yup. It's cute. It's a really cute moment.
It made me laugh. That's probably also going to be my favorite Easter egg, so that's a preview for a something that hasn't happened yet.
Chris, do you have a favorite moment?
I have one.
Well, fuck you too.
This is why I love having the Kindle versions, because all I did just now was type in the word fault.
There you go.
I was like, great, I can quote it.
Chris, do you even like this book? Like, Jesus
I do.
Christ. Okay.
Damn, all right.
Oh my God, he bought it for you, Kate. He loves it.
No, he doesn't.
You're just being literally combative because you've had 3/4 of a bottle of wine.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Good talk.
All right. And on that note, we hope that you have enjoyed our little Q&A. Sorry for not being able to record last week. If you don't know why, go back and listen to the beginning of episode 24 and you will learn why. But
it's horrifying.
Thanks for sticking with us through the break. We hope you enjoyed the Q&A. Send us more questions. I mean, we don't necessarily need to do a whole separate Q&A to answer them if you ever are curious about things. But B, if we do get a lot of questions, then we can always do another Q&A because this is short and sweet and pretty easy.
Yeah, yeah, seriously. Let us know if you like this like short format, because I've been trying to peer pressure us into doing 2 pods a week, even though that's insane. because we can barely even do this now. But the second one would not have any reading involved, is usually the point.
Yeah,
but anyway. And it would also really just be a curse on my own house, because I would be the one doing the audio editing. But anyway,
accurate as fuck.
Just let us know.
All right, and thank you for listening to this little mini episode of the Book Wars Pod. Rate, review, subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. Hit us up on Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, and via email. Our theme song is Whiz Bang by Poddington Bear. Our logo and artwork are by Joe Butera Designs. And we'll talk. Thanks for listening to this episode, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, sounds good. Chris, it's good to hear your voice. I'm glad you're not dead.